This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump is defending his decision to pull U.S. forces from northern Syria. It's drawing sharp criticism from Capitol Hill to the Middle East. AP's Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The sudden decision essentially abandons Kurdish fighters who took on Islamic State militants alongside the U.S., leaving them open to a likely assault by Turkey, which considers the Kurds terrorists. They're blasting the Trump administration for it turning its back on allies. The move appeared to take the president's closest GOP supporters by surprise during a key moment, with Democrats marching ahead with an impeachment probe. Senator Lindsey Graham says it appears to be a disaster in the making that virtually assures an ISIS comeback. The president's acknowledging the Kurds fought with the U.S., but tweets they were paid massive amounts of money and equipment to do so, adding in all caps, "We will fight where it is to our benefit." Sagar Magani at the White House.
Turkey analyst Bulent Alireza at the Center for Strategic and International Studies says Lindsey Graham's criticism is significant.
He had been instrumental in getting Trump to reverse himself back in December, after the December 2018 decision. So if he takes the lead on Capitol Hill in organizing opposition to this, I can quite easily see a situation in which the president might reverse himself again.
Graham says he will introduce a Senate resolution opposing and asking for a reversal of this decision. The White House says the next round of U.S.-China trade talks will begin in Washington on Thursday. The two sides last held major talks in July, but there was no major breakthrough in the trade dispute between the world's top two economies. President Trump announced last month he's postponing a new round of tariffs on $250 billion worth of Chinese goods from October 1st to October 15th. This is VOA News. There's another whistleblower who might be able to give House Democrats fresh information in their impeachment inquiry of President Trump. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
President Trump has been trying to undermine the original whistleblower complaint by saying it's based on second and third-hand information. Lawyer Mark Zayed said he also represents a second whistleblower who has first-hand information of key events and could corroborate the complaint. A rough transcript of the president's call with Ukraine's leader in July already does that by showing a bid to pressure Ukraine on investigating the Biden family. House Democrats are set to depose at least two more witnesses this week, the top diplomat to the European Union and the woman who was abruptly fired as a U.S. ambassador to Ukraine in May. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
An Afghan official says a bomb blast in eastern Nangarhar province has killed at least 10 people, including a child. The official says 27 other people were wounded in the attack, which targeted a minibus carrying new army recruits in Jalalabad city. Clashes between Iraqi security forces and anti-government protesters killed at least 15 people in an eastern Baghdad neighborhood overnight. Reuters' Megan Revelle reports.
At least 15 people were killed in Baghdad on Sunday night after fierce clashes between Iraqi security forces and anti-government protesters. That raises the death toll after nearly a week of violence to around 110, based on police and medical reports. The Interior Ministry said more than 6,000 have been wounded. Protests first broke out in Iraq's capital on Tuesday over jobs, services and endemic political corruption. The government has agreed to various reforms like subsidised housing, stipends for the unemployed and youth training programmes. But protesters are demanding a complete overhaul of what they say is a corrupt system that's held Iraq back.
That's Reuters' Megan Revelle reporting. Students in Bangladesh staged protests and blocked major roads Monday after an undergraduate was beaten to death, allegedly by ruling party activists, for criticizing the government over a water-sharing deal with India. Two Americans and a British scientist have been awarded the Nobel Prize for Physiology or Medicine. Thomas Perlman is secretary of the Nobel Committee.
William Kaelin, Sir Peter Ratcliffe, and Greg Semenza, for their discoveries of how cells sense and adapt to oxygen availability.
The three men will share the cash award of $918,000. Medicine is the first of the Nobel Prizes awarded each year. The others are expected later this week. The prizes for achievements in science, peace, and literature have been awarded since 1901. They were created in the will of dynamite inventor and businessman Alfred Nobel. Marissa Melton, VOA News.